Welcome back on Background here on 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com for the final segment here of the show. Taking on a little bit of a field trip over to the New Hampshire Democratic Party office here in Concord to speak with Chairman Ray Buckley. And Ray Buckley is as synonymous with Democrats in the Granite State as anyone. He's been an insider for a very long period of time, and he thinks that Democrats are going to have a lot of success in the 2018 midterm elections. We wanted to get his take on why, and also what's the latest with what appears to be a national Democratic Party that is functioning despite a lot of chaos. So let's talk a little bit about 2018 as we're joined by Chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party, Ray Buckley. And you seem pretty bullish about your chances here in New Hampshire in 2018. When you look at the landscape, what creates those feelings?
Well, I think that if you look at voter enthusiasm, I've been here a long time, and I've seen it work for us and work against us. And right now, Democratic voters here in New Hampshire and across the country are anxious to vote and to send a message to Washington. We saw that with the special elections. We saw that in the municipal elections as well. So we're very excited about looking towards 2018's November results.
Do you anticipate being able to take back the corner office?
I do. I think that, Chris Sununu barely won by a 2% margin in 2016. And if you look around the country, look in the state, the Democratic turnout has flipped seats by double numbers, sometimes up to 26% higher. So it could be a closer race than that, but I do feel pretty confident.
Well, picking up where Chris left off, let's start with the corner office. Are you upset or a little maybe sad that only one major candidate so far has jumped into the race for governor?
Well, I think that Mayor Marchand is spending an enormous amount of time out there talking to the voters, and he certainly has gotten a head start. There are a number of other individuals that are still considering it, looking at it, and I think that if you look at the example of both Gene Sheen and John Lynch, where they entered the race late in the spring, but both were very successful.
What about in the first district? Right now, we have seven major Democratic candidates trying to succeed Carol Shea Porter in the first district. Are you worried about a divisive primary? Is that a little too many, maybe? Too many candidates?
No, I think it's actually more difficult when it's just two candidates, where that's when the campaigns just have one person. But with a seven-person race, and who knows, by the first week of June, we could even have more. The party has met with the candidates more than twice now and talked about keeping the focus on their own campaigns and on the Republicans. We're hosting a series of forums across the first district to make sure that all of the candidates are being treated fairly. I think that's one of the experiences I came from the DNC chair's race, where I felt that some of the better known national candidates were given more time in the forums, and I'm determined to make sure that doesn't happen.
Can you at this point in time determine, the nature of the wave? I'm of the belief, obviously, that candidates matter, and that, if let's say Governor Sununu as an example, it's going to take the right Democratic candidate in order to be able to knock him off. Or do you think that any Democrat, given the nature of, as you mentioned, the enthusiasm that we've seen in New Hampshire and in other places, individual stakes in America being challenged by the president, do you think that it has to be the right candidate to beat Chris Sununu, or can any Democratic candidate beat Sununu?
Well, I tend to believe that our party nominates the right candidates every time. Whoever the voters in the primary decide, whether it's Mayor Marchand or somebody else, I think we'll be able to be very successful. We looked very closely at these numbers in the state Senate special election, all these House special elections, the Manchester mayor's race, and the other races across the state that we were successful in. And candidates certainly do matter. And they make a difference. But I'm feeling very, very confident going in that we're going to have a great year.
Or a year ago right now, you were running for chair of the National Democratic Party. Now fast forward to present day. And the current chair, Tom Perez, even admits that he didn't realize maybe how tough it would be to, A, overcome the divide between the Sanders supporters and the Clinton supporters, and maybe even when it comes to fundraising as well. I mean, there is a blue wave forming, but right now the National Party maybe not doing so well, and I'd love your take on the job he is doing as chair.
Well, we're going to be heading out to California for a meeting of the State Chairs Association, and the DNC chair will be present. And I certainly want to talk to him about my concerns. I think that what we have accomplished here in New Hampshire with a very vibrant grassroots operation of people being involved in their local committees and county committees made the difference in 2014 and 2016 and, well, again, in 2018. I hope that the DNC will refocus some of its energies into building that sort of a long-term sustained grassroots organization. I know that's not the culture of Washington, and it takes a huge effort. When Howard Dean was funding the 50-state strategy, he took a lot of flack from the D.C. insiders that suddenly became chairs of congressional committees. I think that we learned that lesson in 2006. I hope that message gets through and that the DNC chair sends more support to state parties and really asks them to build vibrant local organizations. That we're going to win governor's races, congressional races, U.S. Senate races, legislative races that today nobody believes is possible. That's what happened here in 2006, Carol Shea Porter and Paul Hodes in the congressional races and winning the House and Senate majority along with the council. We're going to do that again this year, but there are other states that aren't as capable as we are on being able to mobilize all those voters that would likely vote for the Democratic candidate.
State Party has a special meeting coming up in later this month on taking a look at what the Democratic National Committee's Unity Reform Commission did. And the key, most divisive thing, of course, is the superdelegates. Do you like what they're proposing? Trimming back dramatically the number of superdelegates and also tying most of those superdelegates who are not elected officials to the will of the people in those primaries.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I was campaigning for DNC chair and since, you know, I very clearly talked that superdelegates should be reflective of the votes of the people. That's something that I supported back in 2009 with the Change Commission. Didn't get a lot of legs back then. I think this is more of a compromise position, a first step in the reform of the process. The Bernie delegates and Hillary delegates came together for this proposal. I support it. And we're going to have a member of the commission that was a Bernie appointee come to the state party and explain the process that they went through and how they decided to do this resolution on the superdelegate issue.
That is Ray Buckley joining us here. He's the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party in New Hampshire on Background with Chris Ryan and Paul Steinhauser. It seems almost amazing to me that the National Democratic Party has been unable to capitalize on the type of grassroots excitement that exists, the unpopularity of the president, the willingness, it would appear, of individuals to want to oppose that individual, whether it's via donations, whether it's volunteering. How has the Democratic Party nationally failed to capitalize off of what is, you know, seemingly a moment where they should be reaping the benefits of the environment?
Well, the bad news is that the D.C. culture has a stranglehold on our party. The good news is there are hundreds and thousands of local grassroots organizations that are stepping up. Right here in New Hampshire, we've been very encouraging of those sorts of organizations that aren't affiliated with the party, but they're progressives that really want to make sure that their neighbors know that there are alternatives to the right-wing agenda.
Do you think that with Tom Perez and the way that the DNC is moving right now, that the goals of winning back the House, potentially the Senate in 2018, can those come to fruition, given what you described previous about New Hampshire may be well positioned, other states may be well positioned, but other states where perhaps you could make some gains, they don't have the resources, the grassroots support, or the apparatus to make those gains?
I think that we are in a great position to take back both the House and the Senate, but there will be campaigns, there will be people, candidates out there that won't be successful and will lose by a very small margin because of the lack of that grassroots organization. That's what I'm fighting for, because I think that you need to take advantage when you know it's going to be a wave year. And let's win some races in Idaho and in Montana and in Georgia and in other places. We can do that this year if we've got a strong grassroots operation everywhere.
Let's turn to the next race for the White House. We just had Democratic Congressman John Delaney of Maryland up here. He's actually announced. He's the only one, but there's a, you know, we could have a large field, 15, maybe 20 candidates. Are you getting a lot of calls from a lot of these potential contenders asking about, you know, New Hampshire and maybe wanting to come up here? And also, if you want to make a little news right now, right here on Background, you can tell us who you think you may want to invite to the Shaheen McIntyre dinner in the spring.
Well, who I'm inviting or who's accepted?
Either one.
We're hoping to get an amazing guest that we're working on right now for the McIntyre Shaheen dinner on April 14th in Nashville at the Radisson.
Okay, a little promo. You're obviously don't want to make the news right now, but are you getting the calls from a lot of these contenders? Are they already interested about getting up here and?
Well, there's a lot of focus on 2018, that they know that the conversation should be about 2018, because that's really what our focus is right now. There'll be plenty of time to campaign throughout 2019 and right up to the primary. But right now we're zeroed in on winning back the majorities in the House and the Senate, the Executive Council and the Governor's race, and holding on to congressional districts.
You heard from Oprah yet?
No, I have not directly spoken to Oprah herself.
But you have heard from somebody regarding Oprah?
No, that was a slight joke. There was a newspaper story that conflated my quotes with that of Gayle King's. So it made it look like I was talking to Oprah on a daily basis. So it did scare me a little that people would think that I was actually in negotiations with her for a presidential campaign. No, I have not spoken to anyone in the Oprah world.
In concluding, is there a concern on your part of having, you know, more celebrity candidates? Is that not necessarily that the individual themselves may be a celebrity, but that they come from an area or background that doesn't provide the necessary expertise to, you know, be president of the United States? I think that's been one of the big factors in Donald Trump's presidency has been that perhaps he did not have the appropriate background or experience. Is there a concern on your part of having individuals who, you know, like Oprah or The Rock or whomever play a huge part in this process?
I think that was one of my biggest disappointments in 2016, that we have touted New Hampshire's tradition of having to go into people's living rooms, having to hold dozens of town hall meetings that are open to the public, taking questions and answers, being available to the media, and just talking in the factories and the coffee shops across the state. That's not how Donald Trump campaigned in New Hampshire, and I would be very disappointed if that happened again. I think it's critically important, I think, for our nation that the people of New Hampshire actually get to have a conversation. I strongly believe that if Donald Trump had made himself available, he wouldn't have won the New Hampshire primary.
Well, as always, great to see you, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Great to always be with the two of you.
A very candid conversation with Ray Buckley, the longtime chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. Next week, we're going to talk to his GOP counterpart, Jeanne Forrester, the former state senator who's now the chair of the New Hampshire GOP. All this on Background, with myself and Chris Ryan.